I added it up for you exactly, and we've had 217.40 mils. On average, we got more than what we get in a year in the first 3 months of this year, in comparison to the last couple of years. And on one particular day, in 2 hours, we got 57 mils in January, which was amazing.
That must be quite an experience. So that was in January. How does the landscape change when it rains?
In the 4 years that I've been here, I've never seen it look like this at this time of the year, which is really a spring feel to it. But the most interesting thing throughout the summer period was that all of the clay pans and Malaleuca swamps as such were filled with water, and that's just really been unusual.
So with water comes life. Are there animals and insects being attracted to that water?
Yeah, a vast array of definitely all sorts of insects and shrimps, and obviously around the freshwater clay pans, all sorts of tracks that are really obvious. But the really interesting little fellow that came out was a triops, a little shrimpy, flattened out, tadpole-y looking creature. And it just can lay underground waiting for an opportunistic moment of rain and pop out, and we haven't seen as many as we've seen this year.
In the 4 years that you've been there?
Yeah. So our ecologist was excited beyond belief when she discovered them.
Can you describe them for me? So they look a little bit like a tadpole, yeah, but they've got a hard shell, is that the case?
Yeah, it's sort of like a little flattened out spaceship, conventional spaceship flattened out shape with three little eyes, which is the tri-bit, across their top, and a long, flat, clear tail, and they can get to definitely, 20, 50 cent size body shape with the longer tail extending.
Can you see them swimming?
Oh yeah, they're really obvious. They're amazing in the shallow, clear water to watch.
And does it feel, Fiona, a little bit like, well, this life's just appeared out of nowhere?
Oh, with rain out here, that's the incredible thing about the rangelands, and the further that you get out, is just the creatures that come out when we have that bit of rain. The frog population was also incredible, and 2 nights after the rain, you've just got a cacophony of noise that we hadn't heard. They last about a week, and then they've gone back down into the mud, and their tatties are left behind.
Did you have rain at the beginning of this week?
Yes, we've had about 15 mils this week.
With all the life that's attracted to the water, does that increase the activity of feral animals as well?
Well, we've got our research baiting program beginning again, and as a result, because of that, we have to have sandpad monitoring happen beforehand, and we're definitely picking up lots of activity. Not necessarily. There's so much water out there that feral animals don't need to be in specific parts if they are there at all in the reserve. But we're definitely seeing even lots of little beetle tracks in the sand pad monitoring at unusual rates.
And does the abundance of water mean it's actually harder for you to track what's happening with the feral population?
Well, with goats in particular, because summer is usually the period of time that we've been seeing what goat activity is left on the reserve. No, we haven't sighted a goat in 2 years, but in summer we tend to set out goat traps in permanent water sources just to see what comes. But this year we've had so much rain that there's been no point, because they could have been anywhere in the landscape. But luckily on CDR, we haven't even seen one in the last 2 years, so that's a good sign for us.
Yeah, what success. And so you had 15 mils earlier this week. Does the water disappear quickly?
In the salt and clay pans, no, it doesn't. And there's particularly mozzie activity. It doesn't disappear there, but in the rest of the landscape, it's just lime green at the moment, which is the amazing.
Wow. And so what's keeping you busy at this time of year, Fiona?
This time of the year is a really big ecological monitoring time. So, as I said, we do sandpad monitoring. At the moment, for the next 5 nights, we're doing spotlight monitoring on 3 different circuits to then compare to our sandpad. We've got about 50 cameras out with lures in front of them, spread throughout the 67,000 hectares to see what's coming to those lures. So that's more specifically for cats for us. And we have some ecologist doing bird research here at the moment and a climate change weather group.
So busy, and I bet it's magical time to be out in the bush.
I love living here all seasons. It's particularly beautiful and easy at the moment, and I'm anticipating quite an incredible wildflower season.